Okay, Abayisai, I'm going to go a little bit faster. I want to, let's see. Simon Lamed, Siv Talat. We have Bob Derech, very much in line with what we discussed yesterday. I just want to know if he's speaking, I don't know. Okay, we have Bob Derech with Filim Beroishoi. So somebody walking on the street, he's coming home from the field. I'm in Simon Lamed, Siv Beis. But Filim Beroishoi is still wearing Tfilin because, as we discussed yesterday, they were wearing Tfilin the whole day. The Shokol of Chamo, and he became Shkia. Oisho Yoshiv Beis Medrash. Alternatively, similar kind of situation. He was sitting in Beis Medrash. The Tfilin Beroishoi and Tfilin, it was wearing Tfilin. The Kiddush Al Hayom. And so he was either on the street in the field and it got dark, or he was sitting and learning in Beis Medrash and it got dark. And there's no, what can he do now to protect his tefillin? So Shulchan Aruch says, "Yoniach yodoy aleihem ad shigel habayis." What you could do is just instead of, it's we discussed yesterday that when it's night time, you cannot fulfill the mitzvah of tefillin. But what you can do is, if you have no way to keep them, no way to put them, you can keep them on. And what he says, "Yoniach yodoy aleihem ad shigel habayis." You could you protect them. Put your hand over them, and that will also be a simon that you're not trying to fulfill the mitzvah at this point, which is and you put you hold your hand over the tefillin until you reach home. If there is a house near the wall of the city, again you're in the field, and there is a house near the wall which you could keep them there. You keep the tefillin there. Sifei. Yesh mi sho'ima shim ha'itzpal tefillas arbis mi bodyoim ad shel niach tefillin ein lo laniachom achakach. Interesting shaila. This Shulchan Aruch is discussing the following case. What happens if somebody it davens Maariv, early Maariv, you know, mincha Maariv, you know, before Nacht, before Shkiyah davens, and then suddenly after Maariv, suddenly realizes, oh, there's something, I forgot to do something today. What was it? Oh, tefillin. That was it. I forgot to put on tefillin today. Now, it's still daytime, because if it would be after daytime, there's nothing to talk about. It is daytime. The question here is, it's before Shkia, but this gentleman has Dav Maariv already. And the question within that is, if a person is Dav Maariv, you have made night. It's Maariv now. Very interesting question. You have Dav Maariv, it's therefore, you know, to bring that closer to life, if it would be Rosh Chodesh, he would have davened already. He would have said Yalev Elov already, right? So in other words, you have accepted the forthcoming night already. Can you put on tefillin or not?
But not on Shabbos.
Not Shabbos, because we're talking about tefillin. I mean, the question would be in a way quite similar when it comes to Shabbos.
Repeat Krishna anyway. It's not that much, is it? The fact that you have to repeat Krishna.
Correct. So Rabbi Yossel points out that the fact that you are obligated to say Shema later on again, that shows and indicates that it's not really night yet. It's not really, really night yet. So therefore, what Rabbi Yossel is saying, well, if so, you should certainly put on tefillin. True, but it's an indication that why do you have to say Maariv later? Why do you have to say Shema later again? Why do you have to? It's just, you know, you've accepted night already on you. So why if it's Shema later again? So it must be that it's not really night yet.
In a certain way.
So therefore, in terms of tefillin, what are you saying? Correct. Or in Shabbos, if you accept in Shabbos early. So in terms of tefillin? No tefillin anymore. No tefillin anymore. You're saying that the fact that you came in Mekabel, in fact, somebody's in Mekabel Maariv, when he's Mekabel Yom Tov, if it's Yom Tov, yeah, it's going to be a proper Yom Tov. You're going to make Kiddush already. So how could you say that after Maariv you could put on tefillin? Very nice.
You could be Mechalik, because
have you won tefillin already?
No, he didn't want on, no, no tefillin yet. But the question is there any point where you can't fill enough to have any Maariv?
Why not? You're not. It's not a tatzah d'sas shkia. If you say the Shabbos or Yom Tov, that's a tatit sasri. Either it's Shabbos, in which case you don't put on tefillin.
Okay, Rabbi Yisrael, the Shulchan Aruch says, I'm going to go over the words of Shulchan Aruch. Yesh Mishoim in Tzife, Yesh Mishoim, some say, She'im is Palat Filas Arves, if you have Dav Mariv, Mi Boid Yoim, which means by daytime, Ad Shalom Niach Tfilin, before having put on Tfilin, Ein Loi Na'anicham Achakach, you should not put them on after that. Why? Mishnah Vosef Kotten Yud Zain. Mibo Yoim, Afilu Oida Yoim Godoil, Koidim Shkia. Mishnah Vosef says, it's referring about a case that the day is still long, so it's long before Shkia. Lefi, because Shekvar Osoi Lezman Hazel Lailo, he has made this time already, Lailo, night. He's made it into light. How did he make it into night? Well, it's still light outside. How did he make it into light? Night by davening, v'zman shchiva b'kiyas shma, because he said already the kiyas shma shel arves, which implies that it's night. With tefillah shel arves, he's daven mariv already. The ashmenes of mariv. Ve'im niach boi tefillin, and if he's going to put on tefillin at this stage, yachzoy ve'osoy yoim, then you are kind of making day again. It's dizzy. You can't make people dizzy. If it's day, it's day. If it's night, it's night. You can't go from night to day. And then the Shulchan Aruch's word, the Mishnah Berurah's word is Yachzav Esoy Yoim V'Arein Shtei Kulois Shesoy Soy Zuzo. It's a two leniencies which contradict each other. Ach, however, Ha'achroinim Iskimu, the later authorities agree. La'alocha Halocha Maisa Demuchoyovin Demuchoyov La'anichon. A person is in fact obligated to put them back on Uveli Brocha without reciting a Brocha. Calls man Shukodim Tzitzikon before Nacht. Before it's Nacht, you should certainly put on tefillin. Yeah. What's the Mishnah says? One second. He said that you should put on, as long as it's not Nacht, you should put on tefillin. Because it's Nacht, you want tefillin. So, not even. So what's the chiddush in those few words of Mishnah Berurah? Yes, you don't recite the bracha, correct. But it's not the point of chiddush over here.
Even after Shkia,
because this leads me to the following shayla. Rabbi Yisai, Maisa Shehoya Kachoya. There was a Yid who lived in Yerushalayim HaKodesh, and he was there for, I don't know if it was Chol HaMoed Sukkos or Chol HaMoed Pesach. We know that the minig of many Ashkenazim is to put on tefillin on Chol HaMoed. This will be addressed in Simon Lamed Aleph, the question of putting on tefillin on Chol HaMoed. However, in Israel, it's quite universal not to put on tefillin. Yeah, whatever your minhag is, generally, you don't put on tefillin. However, there are some people that will be machmir, especially for somebody who plans to go back to England, to live in Europe. Some people will, you certainly can't put on tefillin in public, certainly not, whatever your minhag is, because that's a minhag, a mockum in Israel, to be very machmir, not to put on tefillin. In public, in Eretz Yisrael. However, some people will still, as a stringency, put on tefillin later at home. Without a bracha, probably, but they'll still put on tefillin on Chol HaMoed at home. The question that happened was, and that's why it's close to home, because you could really picture this happening. Person came home, and then he didn't put on tefillin in shul. Obviously, it was Chol HaMoed, Eretz Yisrael, you don't put on tefillin. He came home, and then, for some reason, there was a phone call, or whatever happened, breakfast, I don't know. And he didn't put on tefillin. And Chol HaMoed outing, he went out to the zoo or whatever, you know. And then it's after Shkia. What should he do? After Shkia, should he put on tefillin or not? This is the case now, similar to what's mentioned over here, but it's even worse because it's after Shkia. After Shkia. So you put on tefillin, or is it Baal Tosef putting on tefillin after Shkia? But he's makbet. Okay, you're saying it's a Chol HaMoed, it's a
Tosafek. It's a Tosafek in whether it's daytime.
Yeah, so therefore, what should you do?
Take a regular day, not Chol HaMoed, where you'd be mechuyev to wear tefillin. So you would you not put them on without a bracha? Because it's Tosafek that you're mechuyev now. And you haven't yet been mechuyev in the mitzvah.
So therefore, you're saying that. So where are you going to? So what are you saying?
Tosafek in the mitzvah.
Tosafek mitzvah, but it's also Tosafek Lailo. So what should you do? Tosafek Yom, Tosafek Lailo, so You should put it on, but it's still Sofik Laila. So Rabbi Yisai, based on this Mishnah over here, I would like to say, that's not what I answered on the spot then, but looking at this Mishnah now, person doesn't put on tefillin, he should put on tefillin as long as it's before Tzeis HaKechovim. His case, somebody doesn't have any married already. Before Tzeis HaKechovim, as long as it's before Nacht, you should put on tefillin. So I think in this case, well, as long as it's before Nacht, you should put on tefillin. You could say that because Shulchan Aruch says Yesh Misha Oima, some say. So it's not an, it's a bit ambiguous, not ambiguous, but it's not clear. And Mishnah Berurah says the name of the Achronim that, yeah, so therefore, Rabbi Yisai, so far, that's what Mishnah Berurah says, one should, well, as long as you hasn't, a person hasn't, even if a person has Dav Mariv, before Nacht, you can, you should put on tefillin. How? And Mishnah Berurah continues. Ve'im ulo yispar ladayin, what happens in a similar but different case? What happens if he's Dav Mariv yet? He hasn't Dav Mariv yet, but the entire community has Dav Mariv already. So in a case for that would be, what would be a case? He's davening Mariv b'chidus later. Whatever.
He's missed it.
Yeah, right. So the fact that everybody is Dav Mariv, will that impact his ability to put on tefillin or not? Yeah, for instance, something of those lines, yeah. So the Mishnah Berurah says, if he hasn't put on tefillin, but everybody has done ma'ev yet, it doesn't matter at all. He could even recite still with a brocha. So the fact that everybody's done ma'ev, that doesn't make a difference. You should still put on, and you can in fact still put on with a bracha. As long as it's still day. Everything we discussed so far is only if he hasn't put on tefillin yet. If a person has already put on tefillin, but he wants for the fun of it, put a second time the tefillin, then he shouldn't put on his second time the tefillin. If the oilam has dav mariv already. So Rabbi Yisai, halacha lemaisa, what we're seeing over here, what's the halacha? If a person has dav mariv, can he put on tefillin? Yes or no? The answer is
yes.
Yes. Can he still say a brocha?
No.
So that's what the Mishnah Berurah says, that if it is day, yes, but once it's after Shkia, you certainly cannot recite a brocha anymore, but you can and you should still put on tefillin after Shkia, if a person hasn't put on tefillin yet that day.
And on Friday night, in the middle of Sunday, if you're tomorrow, and it's still broad daylight, you suddenly would have done something.
Yeah, Rabbi Yisai, interesting Shaila. What if this case that we discussed now doesn't happen on a Tuesday, but happens on a Friday night, particularly unlucky? Oh, I think I forgot to put on tefillin today.
Yeah, and
he put him in, just about to make Kiddush. Oh.
Maybe he's been ill or something.
Somebody's ill, perhaps.
If you bring Shabbos in before Shkia, the din relating to
very good. Very, very nice. Amir Anochi and Atmone is very good. So we also described right. There are some leniencies in terms of Friday night furnace and Makabal Shabbos early in the summer, and there is certain leniencies in particular with Amir Anochi. But that doesn't say anything about putting on tefillin. I don't know for sure. I would have to look it up to confirm. But I believe the halacha is as follows. If a person didn't put on tefillin, and it's Friday night, there's a very exceptional halacha one can do. Kabbalah Shabbos, according to the Levush, what would you do? What would you say? What would you tell a person? And if a person hasn't put on tefillin, then he's just before Kiddush. Friday night. He's Mekabal Shabbos, right? He said Ms. Moshe. Let's say before Shkia, Sefer Shabbos, but he's done Ms. Moshe, he's been Mekabal Shabbos. He's made the accordingly to Shmoyne Esther on Friday night.
Yeah.
So, what would you say? So, I would say,
sounds like a
Tazi Sassi,
doesn't it?
Yeah, so I would say that there is a Levush that says that a very levush that one is not really meant to publicize, and it's quite a secret kind of levush, back pocket kind of levush, that says you can be choyza on Kabbalah Shabbos. If somebody's in Kabbalah Shabbos, you can regret on it. You can relinquish Kabbalah Shabbos was done before Shkia. You can't do that. So it's an emergency situation. If on the crisis, you can cancel the Kabbalah Shabbos that a person did early. It's possible to do. Why is it both? Because you got that. Yeah. So tefillin on the one, let's evaluate. Let's balance them out. So you got on the one hand tefillin, which is a very serious assay, very serious. It's one of the most serious assays that we've got. And on the other hand, we've got Shabbos, but it's not really. It's not really a melacha, right? It's not really a melacha. Tefillin on tefillin is not melacha. So I'll be.
But it's a noise. It's a noise.
It's a darbonon, but it's not. So you could argue that you could probably cancel the Shabbos. You could probably mevatel the Kabbalah Shabbos to be confirmed. But I think that's probably what the halacha would be.
If you
in such a case, you would do, yeah. Yeah, it's a very. You need to do it in front of. According to the Levush, the post can understand the Levush. You got to do it in front of. You need to. That's like it goes like in the world of Neda, and you need to have three chacham to mevatel the Neda, and it goes within that category. But it can be done under circumstances. Yeah. So probably something of those lines. But I would. It could even be that. Yeah. Probably some. Probably I that's probably what I would think at first glance. Simon Chav Tesla Boisai. Oh, you've got. Yeah. We're on for tonight, or?
No,
okay, good. Okay, Simon Choftes. Yeah. No, it's fine. Eli Boich Shum Broch Shecholet Tefillin. No. I was double checking. Simon Choftes. Eli Boich Shum Broch Shecholet Tefillin. One does not recite Simon Lamed Aleph. Sorry, yeah. Simon Lamed Aleph. I just want to get a bit of a start in Simon Lamed Aleph. Didn't fill in Beshabbos V'Yom Tov. So what's the halacha indeed about putting on tefillin on Shabbos and Yom Tov? So halacha is, as we know, on Shabbos and Yom Tov, also in Yach tefillin, on Shabbos and Yom Tov, it is prohibited to put on tefillin. Why so? Why do we not put on tefillin on Shabbos and Yom Tov? Why so? Mipnei shem atzmon ois, because tefillin itself are considered an ois. Ois being translated as a sign between us and the Bnei Shleilim. Ois. V'menicham bohem, ois acher, so Shabbos is an ois, and tefillin is an ois. So it's kind of contradicting each other. You can't put on tefillin, which is an ois, on Shabbos, which is an ois in its own right. Now, what about Yom Tov? Yom is also an ois. Says Mishnah Mosif Kotan Aleph Yom Tov Sheini Nami Bichlal. So first the Yom Tov, and even second Yom Tov is considered an ois. Le'adidam bnei chutz la'aretz. Now the Mishnah Mosif Kotan Gimel tells us Shem Atzmon Ois Ben Hakadosh Baruch Hu Ben Yisrael. It's an Ois, a sign between us and Bnei Shalom. Shenema Ki Ois Hi Beni V'Cholu V'Yom Tov Gamkin Mikir Ois V'Pesach Mitzrayim Ksiv Ois. So it's considered Ois Vuk Shekol Me'ad Hashem Parashat Emorim Parashat Emorim. All the Yom Tovim are compared, are connected. Therefore, we are considered, and we are. It's an ois. It's a sign between us and the Bnei Shleilim.
The four sections of the tefillin.
Oh, I see.
That's why they have to have them in order. The four, otherwise, you're not going to become the mitzvah of tefillin. And if you don't say the if you drink the arvakoshes without saying the haggadah in order, you're also not going to become the mitzvah of tefillin.
There you go. See, and you're going to say it about her today. Yeah. Very good. Yes. Yeah, very good. So that's it. Yeah. So that's it. Yeah, now, I know that there is a discussion. I think we mentioned it briefly. There's an important discussion. And how come that when it comes to Bismillah, we learned. What did we learn with the Oath of Bismillah? Is that we should keep the tefillin on. You keep the tefillin on because Bris is an ois.
Right.
And tefillin is an ois, so you might as well keep them on together. When it comes to Shabbos, we're saying exactly the opposite. Yeah, it's an ois, so don't put on Shabbos. Don't put on tefillin on Shabbos because it's an ois. You know, you can't have two oysters simultaneously. Sure. So that seems to be, you know, do we want to have two oysters together, or do we not want to have two oysters together?
Only two.
Only two.
So Shabbos, you've got bris, then you've got... Shabbos. You don't want three.
Ah, I see. We always want two. We don't want three. Okay.
Yes, always.
Ah, I see. Okay. 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 Perhaps. So I saw there's quite a lot of discussion in that. Achronim want to explain the differences in the oysters. That's itself an interesting discussion. So if Beis Aboisai is discussing the important discussion of Chol HaMoed, that Im Hashem will leave for the forthcoming week, Beis Hashem. So, what did we learn this evening, Aboisai? What did we learn? We learned that if a person is wearing tefillin, it gets dark and he can't keep tefillin on. He can't keep tefillin anywhere safe. He should keep them on as long as necessary and he should cover them up with his hand. We also learned that if a person is in a situation in which he has davened ma'ariv already and he hasn't put on tefillin yet, Shulchan Aruch says, don't put on tefillin. Mishnebu says, do put on tefillin, despite the fact you've davened ma'ariv yet. That's the maskona of the Achronim. In terms of brocha, if it's after Shkia, you shouldn't recite a brocha. Then we learned that on Yom Tov and on Shabbos, which are considered ois, you don't have to put on tefillin. That would be a concern. In Menichom, if you would put on tefillin, that would be a zilzul. To be a zilzul would be a disrespectful to the ois. We did mention that the ois is because there's an ois between us and the Ribbono Shel Olam, and all the Yom Tov are equal. And Mishavu also mentions that it becomes muktzah because that becomes also betiltul and tefillin are muktzah on Shabbos. And you wouldn't be allowed to move them at all. We having said it, I wish you a very, very good Shabbos.